This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Really good drink mixes. Yummy, 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 yummy. Once you do that, you can go to the checkout line. Yes, you can. Put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Alan Wake 2 news. We got some deals going on as well. We like those. And we have a bit of esports news, deals and that stuff. But today, we will begin with PlayStation. Because according to GameSpot.com, Sony removed the 8K claim from the PlayStation 5 boxes. So, here's what the Evangelion Chronicler did say on Twitter. He's at Deathly Price. Quote, I have been endlessly blinking since the PS5 released about that 8K badge. It is a false advertising and Sony should be sued for it. The PS5, while more than capable of displaying an 8K resolution, even if it's just for video playback only, it's not capable of outputting at 8K. It's locked at 4K, 120 Hz. Sony has yet to deliver the 8K output patch 4 years into the console life, despite telling us it was going to be patched in a later date. I foresee the PS3's other OS that this will be the cause of another class action lawsuit, and Sony will probably have to pay out to every single PS5 owner, just like the PS3 lawsuit. Because he was replying to the Pirate Nation, and they were showing the removal of the 8K designation from the PlayStation 5 boxes. So, PlayStation, on the Sony's official site, did say back in 2020, quote, PlayStation 5 is compatible with 8K displays at launch, and after a future system software update, we'll be able to output resolutions up to 8K when the content is available with supported software. But it hasn't happened yet. We'll keep you posted. Oh, we'll keep you posted on all this too. Yep, it is announcement time. And OT Games Expo happened last night. That was about a 2-hour stream that you find on their Twitch. And they did announce a few games. Keep in mind, all of these are done by independent developer. So if you do recognize a title, if you want to try them, then here is the list. Lucky Tower, and that will be up on Steam via PC. Anthony and Rhapsody, once again, that will be on Steam. In fact, all these games will be on Steam, but some will be Steam only. Solar Punk, The Worst Handyman, Ra Ra Boom, Combo Devils, Big Boy Boxing, Smack Studio, Foul Damage, Screenbound, Akatori, Paper Clay, Temtem Swarm, Fin Defiant, Freaked Flea Pit, Rogue Labyrinth, Cozy Dungeons, Pioneers of Pagonia, Bellic Folk, Just Crow Things, Astral Thorn, Control Alt Deal, Perrine, Polestay, Haunted Paws, Unfollow, Finding Frankie, Saboris, Beneath, Wild Bastards, Betrayed, and Wizardom. Some of these are indeed horror games. Some are strategy, some are shooters, some are called cozy games, and some are action, and some are platformers, fighters, and adventure. So there's a whole list of games. In fact, they had like a few more there last night, but I got there a little late. I'm sorry. But, well, yeah, I got there a little late. One thing that I should say is Asmongold was there, and he was helping them out doing all the announcements and stuff. But the games are more important than him. Sorry. So let's go to Nintendo Life, speaking about video games, and what they're saying is that Sonic and Company are now doing the Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble, and that'll be in the Sega Pass, because it's a DLC. So, the DLC will have the Digital Deluxe Edition, and they have 4 Sonic characters. You will receive a 15 bonus Sega-themed character, with some different items to it. And the levels in-game will also alter a little bit. because they're changing the collectible bananas for gold rings. Now, there are also two additional characters that will come at a later date, but they are not specified at this time. So the game itself will launch on June 25th, and the Sega Pass will be released over the coming months. So right now, Sonic and Company will be coming somewhere down the line. So there's no official date on that. But there is some artwork that goes with it, along with some pictures of some possible gameplay. So, if you're interested, there you go. Oh, and according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Remedy said that Alan Wake 2 could have a DLC reveal for the Summer Game Fest. In fact, at Alan Wake 2 on Twitter, they said, quote, "Dark Triangle Coffee. Just coffee, nothing else. Have a sip at Night Springs 1 and only one coffee world. Join the Perlicitation on June 7th in the Night Springs." That's in 2 days. That's very scary. Yeah. Now, we will go to some esports, so we're going to the esports corner. And we begin with Moontoon Games, which created the MOBA, Mobile Legends Bang Bang, because they did announce that they will have an official league in the MENA region for the MPL MENA to partner with the Saudi Esports Federation. So, the SEF will sponsor player travel, will have visas for the MPL MENA for the Season 5 playoffs, which will be once again in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, starting June 13th, lasting to June 15th. So there's a bit of a partnership. Okay. Now, HLTV did say that some British people were hired so they could show off their talents at the Wembley Arena. So 10 members were hired for Blast Spring Final, and that includes 6 people from the United Kingdom just for the home event. The pot is $425,000, and that'll be held in the OVO Arena Wembley, and has the same venue as the Face It London Major that was held back in 2018. So the major finals did have Hugo Bryan and Harry, just Harry Russell, and they're joining some of the current players, Connor Scrawny Givrin and Mohan Launders Govindemsey. Now, Freya Spires is going to be back at the desk to host the event, and Freya will have Matthew Manik Kukiser, sorry if I butchered the name, Lucas Bubsy Anderson, and Alex Hawkins. So there is quite a few people that's going to be there. And those are the ones that are doing the announcing. But how about this announcement? PC Gamer did say that if you want something to cool your PC, AeroCools could actually help you out. So there's no shortage of options. And that's from the massive 420 millimeter liquid AIO setups with a low profile and very quiet blocks. So if you're building the PC, that is something that you may be interested in. Now, they're not providing a price for it, but I say if it works, it works. Oh, we got a couple of things going on for Xbox people and PlayStation people. We'll start with Xbox, because Pure Xbox did say that there's some perks coming for the Game Pass Ultimate members, and that's June 2024. Now, here's the thing. If you play Multiverses, you get the MVP Pack 1, which would include a rare sparkler ring out and the Epic Clap sticker emote. PUBG, oh, here we go, will have the exclusive Survivor Pack, and that'll have some hunter chests, some keys, contraband coupons, all that stuff. The only other game that shows is Vigor, and that will have the Heatwave Havoc Pack. Well, with that pack, if you have Vigor, you will get some accessories and a bunch of guns. So enjoy those. But PlayStation Lifestyle says that even though the Days of Play are still going on, coming to an end, the Summer Games Fest is coming this Friday, and they said they're ready because they announced another sale at the PlayStation Store. So that means you can get Mortal Kombat 1 and Street Fighter 6 at 50% off each. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, is 40% off. Resident Evil 4 and Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name, are 25% off and 40% off as well. Now, that is just some of them. The full list is not yet revealed, but say like Sea of Thieves is 25% off, and the premium edition for Mortal Kombat 1 is 60% off. But that sale will kick off Friday and will end on June 10th. So, what will be there? Well, that won't be in time for the Friday show. Sorry. But it starts Friday, and that's all you need to know. Just pay attention to your different websites, Xbox, Nintendo, Steam, PlayStation, and you'll see all the sales, because you know they all will. And we'll be there for it all. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you guys tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.